Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, Al-Mu'allim. This program is about the life and the works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia scholars and ulama all across the world during the history of Islam. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Shaykh Fadai. Shaykh Fadai, salam alaikum, welcome to the show.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, salam alaikum to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today we want to talk about one of the most outstanding scholars of 14th century Hijra, Marja Taqlid, a mufassir of the Holy Quran, the author of Mawahib al-Rahman fi Tafsir al-Quran, Sayyid Abdul A'la Musavi Sabzawari. Before getting to his scholarly life and socio-political life, let's be more familiar with his early life. Shaykh Rouhani, let's start with you.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ayatollah Sayyid Abdul A'la Musavi Sabzawari was born in 1328 of Hijri Qamari. He lived in Sabzawar, which is one of the cities of the Khorasan province.
Yes.
And but he then moved to Iraq and in Najaf, Ashraf, and finally he died there and he was buried there. So among his teachers, there are really great scholars among his teachers like Aqadiyai Araqi, Muhammad Hussein Naini, Muhammad Hussein Gharawi Isfahani, Sayyid Abul Hassan Isfahani, Sheikh Abbas Qummi. So each one of them are among the very great scholars of Tashayyu. Okay. And of course, among his works that he has authored in his life is Mawahib al-Rahman fi Tafsir al-Quran and Muhadhib al-Ahkam fi Bayan al-Halal wal-Haram, Tahdhib al-Usul and many Ulubab al-Ma'arif. These are some of the actually works which are written by these great scholars.
That's right.
In his life, of course, the socio-political aspect of his life is also important, that he supported the Islamic revolution in Iran.
Yes.
And of course, he actually socially he was very much again active, building many masajid and rebuilding, or you can say repairing, Masjid al-Sahla and Masjid al-Kufa, and sending his representatives to Europe, to America and the Arab, let's say, countries to propagate or to preach the Islamic teachings, and also to collect their, let's say, charities for rebuilding
these
kind of masajid in the city of Najaf al-Ashraf.
We will get to the book Mawahib al-Rahman fi Tafsir al-Quran, his most outstanding work. But before that, let's be a little bit conservative, socio-political life. As Shaykh Rouhani said, Shaykh Fadai, his defense for the late Imam Khomeini, and also his presence, we can say, in Intifada al-Sha'baniya in the country Iraq, shows that as a marja, he was sociopolitically also very much active. Give us some information about this aspect of the late Sabzawari's life.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Ayatollah Sayyid Abdul A'la Sabzawari was active in both countries, Iran and Iraq. Of course, he lived in Iraq most of his life, but he considers the political activist active actions in Iran so important. For example, he supported the Islamic revolution, and in the referendum that we had after beginning of revolution, he sent a message to Iran and supported this Islamic revolution, supported the vote of yes for this referendum, which was an invitation for people in Iran vote for this Islamic revolution and referendum. And in Iraq, as we know, the Intifada Sha'baniya, he disagreed. The government of Iraq at that time was not a correct government. It was a corrupted regime. Although it was called Islamic regime, but the name doesn't matter. At that time, the regime in Iraq was not beside Muslims and Shia. And in the year 1991, in Sha'ban, they started a revolution against that regime. At the beginning, it was successful. They could overcome more than 14 provinces of Iraq, but because of some corruptions, because some people in Iraq and maybe some groups like Mujahideen, of course, they were Iranian.
MKE.
But, they were active in Iraq. One of the reasons that this revolution was not successful was active actions that they did at that time. Of course,
you
they
mean
had
against
a lot of,
the Basque regime? Against,
you know, that Mujahideen, they were against this intifada, this revolution.
And as they were against the Islamic
revolution,
the post events of Islam revolution.
Always they were against the side of Haq. At that revolution, they started very good, but they had a lot of martyr, and a lot of people had to leave their houses, and this was not successful at the end. But it was a beginning point to free Iraq after some years. Maybe even in Iran, in our revolution led by Imam Khomeini was not the first point, the beginning point. Some scholars, great scholars like Ayatollah Mudarris, like before that Nawab Safavi, they tried a lot. And our revolution was the conclusion of their tries. Like this, this was a beginning point. They tried a lot, but one of the reasons that this action, this intifada, couldn't reach its final point was that people were not united. Although they had a good leader like Ayatollah Sabzevari, they were not united. Maybe Sunni and Shia were not united as well, and some other people. But anyway, the point which is important is that a great Islamic scholar considered this as his duty to lead a revolution against the side of battle. You know, Hosea is not just sitting in house and just think about fiqh and usul, writing books and teaching students. No, our religion is a plan of life.
Yes.
And religion has two parts, two sides, personal and social aspect. And the one who is in charge of this religion should be in charge of both social and personal aspects of life.
That's right.
So because of that, he did his job very well, although he could not be successful at the end. But he did his best. And
we know that the military power at that time was in the hands of the Basque regime.
Yes.
And also they attacked, you know, the holy shrines and the holy sites of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Hazrat Abul Fazl.
And they ruined a lot of mosques and Hussein and Ali at that time.
Still, the pictures are over there. Still nowadays, when you go, for example, to the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the traces of the bullets of Saddam Hussein are kept over there, okay? That see one day, for example, Saddam Hussein attacked the holy shrine of Imam.
Although he called himself son of the Ahlul Bayt, Saddam.
Of course he was. Okay, that's right. Unfortunately, you see the walls and the domes and the minarets, we can say, were demolished in that event. But as you said, it was a nice counterattack for against Saddam Hussein by these intifada.
And even it is mentioned in history that the regime of Bas closed the doors of holy shrines in Najaf and Karbala for 6 months to punish Shia people. Why did you start this revolution?
Okay. Oh,
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha
illallah. That's all right. Okay, let's get to Mawahib al-Rahman. Maybe one of the most voluminous tafasir of the Holy Quran of contemporary era of the Muslim world, because it has been, authored in 30 volumes, 12 of which are published right to now in Arabic language. So it seems to be a great work, Sheikh Rouhani.
Yes, as you rightly mentioned, Mawahib al-Rahman fi Tafsir al-Quran, written by late Sabzawari, rahmatullahi alayhi, was one of the voluminous, tafasir or interpretations of the Holy Quran. Yes, 12 volumes of it were published, but the rest are not yet published. But you see that Tafsir al-Quran in, different eras or different times, we need actually the tafsir, the new tafsir or the new interpretation of the Holy Quran, as it is, it has been done by many of the scholars throughout the history of Islam. That is why at the time of this, Ayatollah Sabzawari, he might felt need to actually write an interpretation on the Holy Quran. That's why, of course, he had written this voluminous tafsir of the Holy Quran.
Okay,
but it was not only one of his works was this tafsir, but of course he had lots of other works and ahkam, like Mahdhab al-Ahkam fi Bayan al-Halal wal-Haram, which is a jurisprudential, imami kind of work. And of course, it is also in three volumes, this, jurisprudential book.
That's right.
And also in Ilm al-Usul, he had Tahdhib al-Usul, which is a complete kind of introductory kind of studies about Usul. Mm-hmm. And also in Ilm al-Kalam or Aqa'id, the Islamic beliefs, he has written Lubab al-Ma'arif. Of course, they are all in Arabic, and they were written by this great scholar. And it shows that he were really a very, great scholar.
Yes.
His scholarly life was really fruitful of these different kind of works in fiqh, in usul, in tafsir, in kalam. And, of course, it shows that how active he had been in his life.
That's right.
And how fruitful was his life.
Was his method of research in Mawahib al-Rahman very much outstanding and different from the previous tafasir or of his own generation?
You know, at that time, usually interpreter used to just study riwayats to interpret Quran. As we call it, tafsir al-riwayi, and we have tafsir al-ijtihadi.
Yes.
You know, a riwayi is based on riwayas. And some interpreters, some scholars believe that we cannot understand Quran correctly. The only ones who can understand it is Ahlul Bayt. Just that 14 figures can understand it. Other people cannot. They don't have this ability. But we have other sides. Some Islamic scholars believe that, no, Quran is our plan of life. And it is mentioned that it was sent for people to understand it. And we have a lot of verses in Quran which order people to think and ponder on the verses of Quran. They believe if we are ordered to ponder on the verses, it means that we can understand. So there is a gate called ijtihad to think about that.
Yes.
In Mawahib al-Rahman, we can see that this author used ijtihad to interpret Quran. At that time, you know, usually when we talk about tafsir al-ijtihadi, we think that it is a very modern kind of tafsir, maybe Allama Tabatabai started. No, it's not like that.
Okay.
At that time, although the common kinds of tafsir was riwayi, he used the method of ijtihadi in his tafsir. Although in ijtihadi method, we use other verses and riwayat as well.
Yes.
But to conclude and to make all the parts like a puzzle, we use our think.
Yes.
So, of course, that thing should be based on our Islamic point of view.
Yes.
Not something that is
not
our taste.
Not something personal.
Not personal. Yeah, yeah. When we say ijtihad, it doesn't mean my personal taste. No, at first I should live in the atmosphere of Islam and get close to the Islamic viewpoints.
Yes.
And it takes a lot of time, maybe 30, maybe 40 years of our age should be used in this way after the one is a very great expert scholar in Islam, he can start to use his ijtihad.
That's all right.
Combining verses and rivaya and aql, the combination of three points. This is one of the great points in this tafsir that was ijtihad. And also in this tafsir, the author tries to answer a lot of questions. We call it shubha.
Yes.
A lot of questions about Islam.
The doubts and ambiguities.
The doubts, yes. Okay. Yeah, you know, he was not just careful about just interpreting the verses. No, he checked what kind of doubt is can exist here in this verse. So he answered all these doubters.
Yes.
So it can be useful even in our social life here.
That's all right. Thank you very much. The original handwritten volume of this book is kept in his own personal library in the holy city of Najaf. Of course, it was printed and reprinted both in Najaf and Beirut again. And as I said, out of 30 volumes, 12 are published up to now. Thank you very much, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the life of Sayyid Abdul Ala Sabzawari. He passed away on Safar 27th, 1414, according to the Hijra calendar. Some people believe that he was martyred or poisoned by the Ba'ath regime on that time, so his cause of this was not a natural death. The no burial procession was done because Saddam has banned putting any burial procession for the ulama on that time. And he was buried in the mosque that he taught, and he prayed over there, and he was buried over there. May Allah bless the soul of this outstanding man, Sayyid Abdullah Alai Sabzawari, the author of Mawahib al-Rahman fi Tafsir al-Quran. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher, Al-Muallim. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanah.